Okay, round two. Over to you, Barbara, then.
Okay. My father would take his docky to work with him. He'd usually have about half a loaf of bread with the corner cut out to put his butter in, and then a lump of cheese with it. Sometimes he didn't have butter at all, because if Mum hadn't got any. But he'd have a bottle of cold tea, which no milk or sugar in it, just cold tea, and he would drink that. When he came home, he would go into the yard and pick some sand and grit up and shake it in the bottle to clean it all before he'd rinse it out, ready for the next day. We had no water in the house. We had a tap outside near the toilet. We had the old bucket and chucket toilet, which Dad emptied very regular. He was very good at that. Which and, we needed no manure for the garden.
And what about paper in the loo?
Well, we had newspaper normally, but sometimes, especially at Christmas, we would have the orange paper, because all the oranges used to come wrapped in paper. And when we used to go down the shop, we used to pinch some of those pieces of paper to use in the toilet.
And then Izal came along. Do you remember Izal?
Oh, gosh, yes.
Yes, at school.
Horrible stuff. We preferred the newspaper to that. Yes. But, yes, I remember the Izal. Mm.
And you said you remembered the tradition at Christmas, having a piece of coal. Can you tell me
about yes,
that?
That would be a piece of coal in the bottom of your stocking with a tangerine. The tangerine was usually to fill the hole up in the stocking. And if he was lucky enough to get the coal, that would be good luck. Yes.
Mm.
And at Christmas time, we would sit round the oil lamp, because we had an oil lamp in the middle of the table, which we would sit around playing cards. Everybody's smoking, and it was a very smoky situation, really. Wonder we all survived.
Yeah, but you say the tradition you're keeping on with the piece of coal.
Oh,
now.
The piece of coal, yes. I've still got a piece of coal that, if anybody's naughty, they are unlucky enough to get the coal in their stocking. Nothing else, just a piece of coal.
And that's the person who's been naughty.
That's the person that's been the naughtiest during the year. They do get other things, but that's a joke.
I'm sure. Mm. Well, thank you very much, Barbara. It's been great.
Thank you,
Sue.
Yes.
Thank you very much for talking to us.
Okay, thank you very much.